I really only have myself to blame. I thought that for once the internet wasn't lying to me and could be trusted when I asked for its favorite coffee and it returned stock over and over. It even sold out at HEB a couple weeks ago. Surely a promising sign. Was the option to get their cold brews in varying sweetness levels a bit concerning? Sure, but haven't we all ignored a red flag or two in a prospective partner if we're interested enough in pursuing them? The day arrived when I finally came upon a restocked stock, a blessing after being outside for work in high humidity and 90-degree heat. Couldn't wait to try it. I rushed it home and lovingly set it in my fridge to return it to maximum chill. And an hour later, I was ready to sip and surely to savor. I poured a generous glass and invited it into my bedroom in a moment of vulnerability as I set up for the video call. I logged on, greeted the participants, and took my first drink. What? That was weird. Maybe I just got an off first sip. Try again. What? This is coffee, right? And not simply cold brown water? Try again. Oh, this could be a problem. Maybe I have COVID, and that's why I can't taste anything. I continue in such a fashion, making excuse after excuse for this impotent beverage until I'm halfway through the glass and can't bring myself to have any more. Was it my fault? Did I do something wrong? Maybe we just need some time apart before we try again. Surely it'll be better next time. I let this uncomfortable experience drift to the back of my mind until this morning when I decided to give it another shot following breakfast. Surely, I was just imagining that first poor experience, or am I actively gaslighting myself? Sure enough, the first sip is mellow and smooth. A pleasant experience, if somewhat underwhelming. Close enough to victory. Emboldened, I continue through the glass, only to become more and more frustrated with each sip. Once again, I find myself with a half-full glass, unable to go on with a sour combination of flavorless, unpunchy brown water, mixed with bitter disappointment sitting heavy in my stomach. I've been bamboozled, conned by the internet yet again. Is this how people really live? Should we not pity them? Is there something I ought to take to therapy next Monday? There's much to ponder on this as I attempt to digest this sad coffee. Don't let yourself be fooled like I was. Trust no one. 0 out of 5 stars. Want my money back. Probably gonna have a bad shit later.